Welcome to the Arlington Street Church podcast. Founded in 1729, Arlington Street continues today as a gathering place for progressive people of faith in the greater Boston area and beyond. We are located at the corner of Arlington and Boylston Streets, across from the Public Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Please visit ascboston.org for more information about this historic Unitarian Universalist congregation. Arlington Street Church, gathered in love and service for justice and peace.
Good morning. I'm Sarah Foligno, a grateful member of Arlington Street Church, and I'm here to welcome you and orient you to a different kind of Sunday service today. This morning's service will be focused on the theme of an opening and an invitation for our whole Arlington Street community to engage in our ongoing racial justice work so that we can continue to move away from the inequity that permeates our culture and our country, moving ever closer to collective freedom and liberation. Just saying these words, collective freedom and liberation, from up here in this pulpit, reminds me of why I first came to Arlington Street Church almost 20 years ago. As many of you know, I first arrived in the sanctuary when I was pregnant with my son James and searching for a spiritual home for our family. When I felt the love in this church and the commitment to act on that love for justice and peace in the world, I knew that I had found what I was looking for. My son James grew up surrounded by a community that believes in the inherent worth and dignity of every person and the interconnectedness of us all. Those UU principles have called our family to seek ways to put them into action in the world, working toward racial equity and justice. I especially want to thank Reverend Parisa and our Arlington Street Music Director, Mark David Buckles, for supporting this mostly lay-led thematic service that centers on the wisdom and words and music of BIPOC people. That's Black, Indigenous, and people of color. In lieu of a sermon today, you will hear four different invitations from members of the Arlington Street Church Among team. We are interested in your experience and feedback, so I invite you to start thinking now about two questions we'll be asking you to answer toward the end of today's service. The questions are, what do you want to remember from this service? And after today's service, what are you thinking, feeling, and wondering? If you're in the sanctuary, you may write your answers on an index card. If you're on Zoom, you may use the online invitation to share your answers. I'm honored to welcome all of you to this special Arlington Street service, centered on an opening and an invitation to all of us here to renew our personal and collective commitment to being the spiritual community of our most liberatory dreams. There's so much good here at Arlington Street to build on. I can't wait to be part of our ongoing learning and growth. Thank you.
Recently, Kevin Terrell on our tech team shared a story with me about our affirmation and covenant. It goes back to the late 1980s when we began including a Spanish version in our service. That practice started with a genuine desire to express solidarity with the Latinx community. Then, maybe 25 years ago or so, our former music director, Miguel Felipe, brought his father to visit Arlington Street. After the service, Miguel's father, who is fluent in Spanish, offered a revised text, which we've been reciting ever since. Over the past year, the worship committee has revisited this practice. We first noticed that some typos in the printed Spanish text went unnoticed for weeks. This made us realize that few of us actually read or reference the Spanish. It also prompted some deeper questions. Is this really the best way to welcome our neighbors? Who are we saying this for? We're also aware that times have changed since the 1980s, especially amid today's heightened anti-immigrant rhetoric. Our congregation remains committed to hospitality, not just in our words, but through concrete service and partnerships. Our board and staff are taking meaningful steps, for example, making sure that our building stays a safe, hospitable space for the Friday Night Supper program and for cultural events hosted by Agora, a Latinx-centered organization. And we know that immigrant communities in Massachusetts are incredibly diverse, speaking many languages beyond Spanish. As we looked at our weekly Spanish recitation, it started to feel more symbolic than substantive. Though the original intent was inclusive, our limited Spanish proficiency and lack of deeper engagement can sometimes make it feel performative rather than genuinely welcoming. Moreover, focusing on just one language, Spanish, can inadvertently overlook other immigrant and non-English speaking communities in the Commonwealth. After careful discernment and with respect for the history behind this tradition, we've decided to retire the Spanish recitation of our covenant. This isn't a rejection of the Latinx community or the values that moved us decades ago. In fact, it's quite the opposite. We want to redirect our energy and intention toward more meaningful connections with all our neighbors. We hope this decision encourages us to find new, more effective ways of living out our commitment to inclusivity. In that spirit, I invite you to consider a few ideas. For some of us, continuing to improve our Spanish or learning it for the first time can be a wonderful way to better understand and honor Latin American cultures. And the same is true of for any language spoken by recent immigrants. Second idea, consider attending the concerts and talks hosted by Agora right here in our building. Many aren't in Spanish, but your presence and support can help deepen our relationship with this important community partner. Another idea, if you'd like a more hands-on approach to supporting immigrants, look into volunteering with English for New Bostonians, which offers accessible ways to help people reach their educational and professional aspirations. No teaching experience required, just a willingness to help. And lastly, try something simple and immediate. Introduce yourself to someone new this morning. Cultivating a loving curiosity about each other is key to being able to speak our truths in love and to build our community in a caring, trusting way. Change can be challenging, especially when a ritual has become part of our identity. We honor the history of our Spanish recitation and the good it once did. But as we move forward, we trust this change will open the door to a more authentic, action-oriented welcome, one that speaks to the challenges of our times and truly embraces the rich diversity of all who come through our doors. Let us remain open-hearted and compassionate, living our values in ways that reach far beyond these walls. May it be so. Amen.
My name is Anne Grassi. In the fall of 2022, the Arlington Street Church Transformation Team had a drop-in meeting on racial justice after the service. I was here that day and decided to go. They spoke about the Beloved Conversations programs within the first phase, which focuses on the internal work each of us needs to do to explore race and racism, and about Among, the second phase, that explores and focuses on institutional and systemic change in congregations to promote racial equality. The team was working on the Among application on that day. I've read books on racial justice, gone to workshops, taken part in trainings, but this was just so much more. I went home that day, read about Within, and I registered, and I'm glad I did. Today, I am proud to say that I am part of the Arlington Street Church Among team. My participation in Within and in Among has helped me to learn that there is power in Unitarian Universalist communities, and that when we live into our shared values and work for racial justice, there can be spiritual transformation. We can engage in systemic change, and we can engage in creativity and begin to imagine new ways of being together. My own personal journey was particularly affected by an article by Tima Okun called White Supremacy, Culture Still Here. Paraphrasing her definition, White supremacy is the way the ruling class elite in the colonies at the beginning of the United States used the pseudoscience of race to create whiteness and a hierarchy in order to disconnect and divide white people from black, indigenous, and people of color. This article helped me to look at my own personal history of going to white schools, living in totally white neighborhoods, and my long ago initial encounters and thoughts about people of color. It helped me to look at my own personal journey through the world since those initial encounters, paying attention to my responses then and now to people who are white and people of color. Looking at my own privilege and facing my own learned biases and thought processes is difficult but rewarding work and brings me closer to cultural liberation and helps me to clearly see what racial equality can look like. This is my work now and forever. It is our responsibility at Arlington Street Church to put our own house in order, because social and racial justice are not just things we do out there. Let's work together at Arlington Street Church to align systems with our deepest held values and highest aspirations. This is the work of a Hmong, and everyone in our congregation is invited to join in this work.
I am Margie Hurley, a member of the Hmong team, and it has helped me understand how racism affects me. I was raised as a Roman Catholic and experienced Arlington Street Church as being very liberal. I now understand that we at Arlington Street Church tend to be white-centric, and I want to be part of changing that. My mind has been changed by working with the Hmong team. Has your experience at Arlington Street Church changed your mind and your beliefs about people who are different from you? Working with the Hmong team has deepened my connections with others. We meet in small groups, which we call breakout rooms, to have in-depth conversations. These discussions have helped me understand the issues involved with racism and multiculturalism. Do you want to change your mind? Do you want to deepen your connections to people at Arlington Street Church through discussions about the influence racism has had on you? I hope you do, because it has really helped me, and maybe it would help you too.
Good morning. I'm Kat Fahey, a member of the Hmong team. We all come to the work of liberation and inclusion from different starting points, lived experiences, and perspectives. Although we should be mindful of what we bring to this work, it is our commitment, not our starting point, that matters. Hmong and Within have invited me to take stock of my own journey and commitment. I grew up working class, and at a certain point, I started to notice that amongst working class friends, many of whom were people of color, I had different experiences despite similar resources. As we aged, those differences grew. I did not have one particular aha moment where I recognized racism for the first time as the root of our differing experiences. Instead, it's been a lifelong process of probing the why, layering knowledge, experiences, and learning from my own missteps. At a certain point, I began to wonder what role my UU faith played and pushed me towards the Within program. Through Within, it became clearer to me that moving towards anti-racism and inclusivity is less like a light switch or a binary choice and more like a long-term project, filled with countless opportunities to listen, learn, or unlearn, advocate, and grow. In committing to Hmong, we are acknowledging that although our faith and our community have come a long way, liberation is a long-term project on which there is always more to be done. This morning and in the weeks ahead, I invite you to have conversations of your own about your journey and what feels possible for you in this long-term project at ASC and beyond.
My Margie Hurley's invitation spoke about the possibility of changing one's mind. For me, maybe it wasn't about changing my mind as much as it was actually finding my mind. I can't even remember how long ago it was now. Two relatively young fathers, both of us white, having lunch downstairs in the Perkins room after a service, and being asked by two young mothers, both African American, what does it mean to you to be white? And the two of us were completely flummoxed by the question. We awkwardly fumbled our way through some vague generalities and cliches about white people, but ultimately neither of us could come up with a thoughtful answer to offer. It was, to put it bluntly, rather embarrassing. After only a few hours of dwelling upon the question, it was apparent that the answer that I wanted to give was that white people don't think about being white because they've never really had to, because we've never really had to. At least, I never had, and I wanted to change this. I was hoping to pick up the pieces to repair and build upon this conversation the following week, but we never saw the two mothers ever again. This experience, this loss, deeply affects me to this day. The singer-songwriter Alison Moorer recently offered a prayer that I have grace enough to see every experience as a necessary gift. Growth is sometimes painful, but the positive effects outlive the sting. Which harkens back to the Buddhist adage, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. How we respond to this pain and its related suffering is our choice. I chose to respond by committing to the work of the Beloved Conversations program, at first within and now among. In doing so, I have joined a group of the most thoughtful, committed people, all willing to work towards one common goal. All of us sharing and listening, learning and unlearning, and willing to be completely open with each other. I am grateful for their patience as I slowly work through and process new ideas. In the words of Joy Harjo, the journey may take you a few hours, a day, a year, a few years, 100, 1,000, or even more. It's challenging work, but I am committed to transforming myself and my thinking in the service of this work. And along this journey, I have found my way to the joy inherent in this long-term process. There's joy in the enlightenment that comes from doing this work, the spiritual practice of liberation through undoing racism. There is joy that comes from doing this work together with others to help our Arlington Street community become a place where everyone feels that they belong. There's joy that comes from finally finding your mind, freeing your mind as you find your way. Again, from Joy Harjo, when you find your way to the circle, to the fire kept burning by the keepers of your soul, you will be welcomed. Come and share in our joy.
Like many Chinese men who immigrated to America in the 1940s and 50s, my father arrived in this country as an unauthorized immigrant in 1951, at the tender age of 16. He worked long hours in restaurants, paid taxes, struggled in high school, and earned his diploma. He sent money to support his family back home. He later gained legal status through the Chinese Confession Program under the John F. Kennedy and Lyndon B. Johnson administrations, becoming a naturalized citizen in 1981. It is worth Googling the Chinese Confession Program to learn a piece of U.S. history not widely known. Notice also the use of the word confession, as in the act of confessing one's moral sins. I, as a child of Chinese immigrants, am quite concerned about the recent federal actions now permitting the immigration police, ICE, to enter and search churches, such as Arlington Street. I was heartened, though, when I received the February 21st e-newsletter about the Arlington Street Prudential Committee's response to this federal action. While Arlington Street is limited by federal and state law as to the protections it can provide to any immigrant, I am touched by this act of generosity and compassion. Now, it is time for us to show our generosity. Please take a moment now to join me in giving to sustain our beloved Arlington Street. You can give online at ascboston.org or find instructions in the order of service for giving via QR code, Venmo, or text message. You can also mail a check to the church or use the envelopes in the pews, which can be given to the ushers as they come through momentarily with collection plates. Thank you for your generosity. As the offering is collected, we invite you to reflect on the questions Sarah posed earlier. What do you want to remember from this service? After today's service, what are you thinking, feeling, or wondering? Zoomers, please drop your responses. Please use the online form. In-person congregants may use the index card and drop it in the basket during the offertory.
I'll be reading the second half of Joyce Harjo's poem that we heard from Lois. When you find your way to the circle, to the fire kept burning by the keepers of your soul, you will be welcomed. You must clean yourself with cedar, sage, or other healing plant. Cut the ties you have to failure and shame. Let go the pain you are holding in your mind, your shoulders, your heart, all the way to your feet. Let go the pain of your ancestors to make way for those who are heading in our direction. Ask for forgiveness. Call upon the help of those who love you. These helpers take many forms: animal, element, bird, angel, saint, stone, or ancestor. Call your spirit back. It may be caught in corners and creases of shame, judgment, and human abuse. We must call in a way that your spirit will want to return. Speak to it as you would to a beloved child. Welcome your spirit back from its wandering. It may return in pieces, in tatters. Gather them together. They will be happy to be found after being lost for so long. Your spirit will need to sleep a while after it is bathed and given clean clothes. Now you can have a party. Invite everyone you know who loves and supports you. Keep room for those who have no place else to go. Make a giveaway, and remember, keep the speeches short. Then you must do this. Help the next person find their way through the dark.
As we go forth to our own version of a party, of coffee hour, I invite you to talk with all of the brave souls who shared a piece of their story with us this morning, our Among team, and continue to share your stories with one another. May love hold us all until we meet again, my friends. The service begins when the service ends. Amen.
Where you go, I will go. For your
please visit ascboston.org for more information about this historic Unitarian Universalist congregation. Arlington Street Church, gathered in love and service for justice and peace.